The Iraqi National Theater, I'm a big fan, has begun rehearsals for a Broadway-style musical based on a book by Saddam Hussein. It's called Kiss Me, Kuwait, and Iraqi critics have already given it two thumbs still attached. Okay, now we were talking about UFOs. I've said a number of times on this show that I don't know what's real or not, but I do know that we're afraid of the wrong things. I always say people are afraid of UFOs, they should be afraid of SUVs.
Yeah.
That's what's going to actually kill us. In the 14th century, you know, they were afraid of goblins and Jews, and it was really the... And they should have been afraid of germs. They got a nasty case of the Black Death, and we think we're better. We're not. We still think global warming, or at least Bush does, needs more study.
Right.
When really that's what's going to kill us, and not stuff that, you know, is really airy and not there.
Well, it's a lot more serious. I mean, it was 105 in Newark last week.
Well, it is summer.
Yeah. In Newark, it's 105 is hot in Newark, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Or they had four, they broke four temperature records on Baffin Island in July.
Yes, there's no question, I don't think, anymore, that the temperature... You're a big environmentalist, Kevin.
Yeah, I'm huge. I have an electric car. I do have an electric car. It's just wonderful. It's great. It's in the shop now. We're having a gas engine put in it. But it looks nice.
That would defeat the whole purpose.
It's the point. It's
that
the
makes you
it's the support of the company that built it. Yes.
No, I think there is a real problem with global warming. There's a lot of gases, greenhouse gases.
Yeah.
Let's level the greenhouses in the country. In the world. Let's get rid of greenhouses. There's methane. This is true. There's actually methane. A lot of the methane gas comes from cow dung.
Yeah. Cow dung.
And gas.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I think that the farmers have to take more responsibility. When a cow farts, that's no.
Just say no to cow farts?
That's right.
No.
The most skeptical environmental scientists say that global warming is real, it's human-caused. The debate is whether it's 1.5 degrees or 5 degrees over the next 100 years. The question is how much money do we spend to stop that we could be spending doing other things?
Like what would be more important?
The snows of Kilimanjaro?
Saving
80% of that snow is already gone,
and then in 10 more years, melting too.
Let's prioritize.
How much snow do they need up there?
Yeah. Well, the book will be ruined.
Yeah.
Chlorofluorocarbons, nitric oxide, nitrogen oxide, fossil fuels.
Yes.
I have nothing to say. I just wanted to say those.
And you said them so nicely. Yeah. Well, very good.
Isn't it? We're using up all this air conditioning. We Americans, what? Are we causing this?
Of course. And you know what Bush said during the campaign? Why should America take the lead in cleaning up the world's air?
First of all, who's an American here?
Yeah. Are you? Maybe because we cause most of the problem.
Yeah.
And his flack, Ari Fleischer, when they asked him, should Americans scale back their standards of living to help protect the environment? He said, that's a big no. Now, that's not a more egregious lie than that woman did not have a sex. But, you know, we're afraid of the wrong things. We get upset at the wrong things.
But, Bill, on that, let's say we have a priority of how many dollars we want to spend for life years saved. Smoking kills more people than global warming. Starvation.
That's their personal thing.
I saw, do we want to save the planet 100 years from now or next year?
What about 100 years?
No, it's not. Not
10 years from now.
All right.
I think it's not quite that fast.
Well, I have to take a commercial now. That I know.